In my work on natural history cinema and Hollywood romantic comedy, I observe that 2006's failure to launch a romantic comedy starring Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker uses the animal world as a guide for human relationships. At the beginning of the film, squirrels assault McConaughey and his friends for being flippant with their relationships. By the end, the couple swims on their honeymoon in perfect harmony with a pod of dolphins. But failure to launch pales in comparison to the new Ron Burgundy film starring Will Ferrell, Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, in which virtually every scene, the animal world is invoked to frame the dysfunctional world of humans. Sometimes this comedy works to tremendous effect, offering what Sigmund Freud calls tendentious jokes laden with political meaning. In my favorite, which occurs at the beginning of the film, a down-on-his-luck Burgundy drunkenly stumbles through his pathetic job announcing shows at San Diego SeaWorld. As security comes to drag him away, he screams that they merely fart out of their heads anyway, and that he would eat dolphin if it were legal. As Susan G. Davis argues in her terrific critique of aquatic theme parks, spectacular nature, corporate culture, and the SeaWorld experience, beer companies such as Anheuser-Busch shape our encounter with nature in highly commercial ways that skew our understanding of the human-animal boundary. Like the upcoming Coca-Cola Polar Bears movie, SeaWorld produces a supportive discourse of the nuclear family via an anthropomorphic presentation of animals. One of SeaWorld's featured shows is about a walrus, Uncle Schmedley, involved in a murder mystery with his family of seals and otters, only slightly more palatable than the signature event, Believe, a grotesque attempt to position the imprisonment of a gigantic killer whale in a tank as a religious event. Thus, Ron Burgundy's drunken tirade assaults the SeaWorld experience, producing a critical counter-discourse to the popular parks that is rarely considered. Anchorman 2's two-hour running time is well over 30 minutes too long for a standard Hollywood comedy. That length forces the film to move beyond jokes and a thin plot spine. It is shockingly aggressive in scope as a result. In addition to the film's criticism of the rise of infotainment and 24-hour cable news, I counted 22 separate animal references, varying attempts to mine humor out of the absurdity of these anarchic humans' interactions with the world around them. Here's an incomplete but telling list to demonstrate that the SeaWorld scene is not a particularly anomalous moment in the film. Ron's sportscaster champ kind, David Ketchner, now runs a chicken restaurant that serves Bat, what he calls the chicken of the cave. His investigative reporter, Brian Fantana, Paul Rudd, has become a famous cat photographer. The weatherman, Brick Tamlin, Steve Carell, is thought to have died by following a bird out to sea to pet it. Kench Allenby, the founder of GNN, a riff on Ted Turner's cable news network, is a parody of airline mogul Richard Branson. In the film, Allenby owns Koala Airlines. Unlike the cute bears from Down Under, Allenby's planes leak metallic parts. Later in the film, Ron, temporarily stricken with blindness, nurses a great white shark back to health and releases him into the wild, a la Free Willy, and so on and so on. For a film scholar, the most interesting animal scene in Anchorman 2 occurs early in the film when Ron drives his crew in an RV to their new jobs in New York. When the RV crashes, Ron's collection of scorpions is let loose, one of which finds its way into Ron's mouth as the vehicle's upended. One of the most significant appearances of scorpions in film history occurs at the beginning of Luis Buñuel and Salvador Dali's surrealist masterpiece L'Âge d'Or from 1930. The avant-garde artists begin the film with natural history footage of scorpions fighting each other in close-up. Parodic intertitles have us admire the animal's claws, organs of battle and information. The surrealists love popular Hollywood comedy, especially the work of the silent slapstick comedians, because they exposed a world believed to be rational as anything but. Anchorman 2, like many great out-of-control Hollywood comedies, works in the surrealist tradition. While the film is not one of the greatest comedies ever made, its extensive exploration of the animal world as a frame for reading the frailties of human relationships makes it far better than most of the overrated Oscar fare with which we are bombarded every December.